It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Owning a home is considered part of the American dream, but for some, that dream is more like a nightmare.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is mortgage analyst Holden Lewis. He is at bankrate.com. Bankrate is out with a new survey about people trying to get a home and some of the problems they're encountering. Holden, what have you found in this new survey?
One of the main things we found was that almost half of the people who don't own a home, they say that they're just financially, they're not there. About a third say that they can't afford a down payment. And then another 16% say that their credit just isn't good enough to qualify for a mortgage. But you know, that first point about one-third of them say they can't afford a down payment. We also asked these non-homeowners, when you eventually buy a house, what size down payment do you plan to make? And about half of them said they wanted to make a down payment of more than 10%. And, you know, the fact is you can get a mortgage with 3.5% down, get an FHA loan, and you don't have to have perfect credit. Or, you know, if you have really good credit, you can get a 3% down loan. So I think that there is a lack of information that consumers have.
You also mentioned credit. When you have 45% who either are concerned about making a down payment or say their credit isn't good enough, when you talk about the down payment and credit, those are the two pillars of buying a home, correct?
That's right. You know, you have to have a good down payment, at least 3%, preferably, you know, I mean, a lot of lenders, they, you know, you're going to get the best rate and the best terms if you put down more than 20%. And, you know, the very, very best mortgage rates are going to go to people with credit scores of 740 or above. But, you know, with an FHA loan, you can get a mortgage with a credit score of even 600.
Age-wise, what did you find? How does this break out, especially for millennials?
The millennials, about 44% of them say that they just don't want to own a home right now. And, you know, I mean, that makes total sense for us who are older than 30. I think we totally understand that. I think a lot of us in our 20s, we weren't thinking about home ownership either. One of the things that when you look at all ages and you look at parents versus non-parents, so, you know, you look at non-homeowners. The non-parents, 40% of them say, I don't even want to own a house. Of the parents who don't own homes, 77% would like to own a house, but, you know, they say that their credit isn't good enough or they just are having trouble making a down payment.
How much of this do you think is tied to the fact that paychecks really haven't grown over the last 5 years or so?
We did not ask that question. We did not ask, why are you having trouble making a down payment? But my guess is that there are two main answers. And one is student loan debt. And the other is, yes, flat incomes. You know, I've sort of been beating this drum for a couple of years that incomes just have not gone up in a really long time. And yet house prices have gone up. Something's got to break there. Either wages need to go up or home builders need to build smaller, more affordable homes.
He's Holden Lewis, a mortgage analyst at Bankrate.com. Holden, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk about your new survey.
You're welcome.
And if you like this podcast, check out some of our other financial shows. There's Money Beat from the Wall Street Journal. There's also Heard on the Street from the Wall Street Journal. Simply go to iTunes or Stitcher or Deezer or Spotify and search for WSJ or Wall Street Journal. That's Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Hi, this is Veronica Dagger. Catch me midweek every week on Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes.
Let WSJ Podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.